98.1 KZE. Please welcome back to the studio our good friend Callie McKenzie. It's been a while. How are you, Callie?
It has. Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, but of course. Last time you were here, I want to say it was in a Friends Day capacity, yeah, perhaps talking about your new album.
Yeah, and singing some songs. I know. I came without my guitar this time. It was kind of cool.
It feels strange, yeah, but also nice to just be able to chit chat.
Yeah.
And talk about one of your other passions, which of course is a community organization.
Yeah.
And you do all kinds of really cool stuff in Kingston, and one of those is, of course, the Block Collective,
yeah,
which you put together. Would you tell us a little bit about the history?
Yeah, the Block Collective formed during the pandemic, and it was, you know, Block stands for Black and Brown Liberation of Kingston, BLOK. And during the pandemic, early days, we were doing like virtual dance parties, but we were also just like gathering.
Yeah.
And so then we started, this is going to be the fifth Block party. We started having these, you know, in-person parties, and it is all BIPOC musicians and all BIPOC artists and vendors and makers, because there's a lot of barriers, yeah, for people to both play music and to vend their art, and we want to get rid of those barriers specifically for, you know, Black and Brown folks in, yeah, the Hudson Valley.
That's awesome. And I mean, there's so many incredible non-white creators.
Yeah.
And they do not always have the opportunities, yeah, of their white counterparts. So,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, one of the things I always talk about, like, you know, I quit my job a few years ago, my full-time job, to play music, and I got gifted a sound system. And that is why I have been able to play in so many places, because a lot of places, they don't have sound systems,
yes,
you know, and you need to bring your own. You need to have it all set up, like you're your own sound guy. And so having that opportunity has been really great. And also, as I make my art, there's a lot of different places where you want to vend, and it's like $150 to vend, and you must have, you know, all of this stuff. And it's just, it doesn't work for, you know, folks who are just trying to make a small amount of things. And so we always want to bring in different performers. And we also want to bring in different artists. Like, listen, if you have like a suitcase full of soap and you want to sell it, come on, we'll give you a table,
awesome,
you know? So yeah, we really just want to make sure that it is available and accessible to folks.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, those are great examples, because when we talk about, you know, barriers to entry for things like this, it doesn't always mean that there's like, you know, some evil person wringing their hands,
yeah,
and, you know, discriminating. It's just not everybody has the capital to front stuff like,
yeah,
that, to front,
absolutely,
a vendor fee, to front a sound system.
Yeah.
So yeah, I applaud you for providing a space. And
yeah,
and the cool thing about it is you get to highlight people who are incredibly talented,
yeah,
and doing really cool things. So yeah, tell me a little bit about this year's Block Party.
Yeah, so we have four different performers this year. I am one of them. I haven't performed every year, but you know, I kind of throw myself in there, and I'm excited. Actually, speaking of like not bringing my guitar, I'm performing in a different way that I've only performed once before.
Okay.
So more similar to my album with backing tracks. I haven't yet been able to pull together a full band for all the time, but you know, it'll allow me to perform a little bit differently, and so I'm excited about that. We also have the Energy Dance Company, because it's going to be at CCE this year, the Center for Creative Education.
Oh, great.
And so the Energy Dance Company, just amazing dancers. I'm so impressed with them. And Drew, who leads up CCE, is also going to talk a little bit about history of hip-hop and all of that. We have Vael Sorella y Su Orchestra, and Vael is an amazing, I say kid because I'm feeling old, but you know, like young person,
anybody and, under 30 is a kid to,
right,
me at this point.
You know, like young kid. And he played piano on my album, and I kind of connected with him through that way. But he's got this amazing, every time I talk to him, he's like, I'm adding a horn player. I'm like, this is gonna be amazing.
Awesome.
You know, like funky salsa Latin infused music. And then DJ Akbar is going to lead us out with a like an awesome DJ dance set, you know, so
sick,
from 1 to 6. And I'm all about the daytime dance party. Like,
yes,
I selfishly just like to create the things that I want to attend. I can't, you know, don't tell me 8 o'clock. Like, I can't make it.
But that is not selfish, because many people feel that way.
Yeah.
And especially, you know, like parents, things,
yeah,
are really hard if,
exactly,
you have kids. And, you know, couldn't be me, but I have empathy for my friends who do.
Yes, yes. And I do have kids. And yes, family friendly, really amazing. And we have 12 different vendors this year. Like a big, big spectrum of things. You know, we've got handmade, you know, knitted art stuff. You know, one person makes them, wooden hand carved staffs, you know, different paintings, jewelry, wall art, prints, pottery, all from BIPOC artists and makers from,
yeah,
the Hudson Valley.
And one of a kind. I mean, you know, you think of going on, you know, God forbid, like Amazon or something,
yeah,
to do your shopping, and it's like, you could get this anywhere.
Yeah.
There's a million of these things being produced and probably a million more going into a landfill and another million going into the ocean.
Yeah.
And you're just giving your mother-in-law one just because you have to give her something. Don't do that. Go buy something that somebody made with love and pride and passion.
Yeah. And I also often say, and I was talking about this like a month ago, I was saying, start planning now what you want to buy people, because our values often say shop local. And guess what? That takes time.
And money.
It takes effort. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to get in your car, you have to go somewhere. And if you wait until 3 days before you're about to see your cousin, then yes, you're going to go to Amazon and you're going to say, give me this other thing. But like, we have to live in our values. And so there's a lot of amazing markets, but especially for, again, folks who really want to uplift BIPOC artists, this is the one. Come shopping here.
And truly, I mean, it's not just good for the local economy, good for humans, good for the community. It's fun. It's so much more fun to go to an event like this where there's music and dancing and, you know, cool stuff going on. And you can talk to the person who's making the things that you're considering buying as gifts. And, you know, like that is such a better, that's part of like the holiday experience to me.
Yeah. And I often say to folks, you know, it's funny because, you know, I'll be out there and I'll be vending. And like when someone buys something from me, that's literally then going to my groceries, you know, and not a yacht or my second yacht or my third yacht
or the shareholders.
Exactly. You know, and I joke around sometimes when, you know, somebody, when you know, people purchase a lot, and I go, I thank you. And so does Central Hudson. Thank you for letting me pay my bill this month. You know, let's keep the lights on and keep the house warm, because, you know, I am a human trying to survive. And so it's a lot different than just, you know, sending it to the really rich.
Yes, yes. And that goes for everybody taking part in this event. That goes for even, you know, just the musicians there to have people come and see them and know about them and tag them on socials. Like that stuff really, really matters. Visibility really matters. Community support really matters. So the block party again is this Saturday the 13th. It's going on from 1 to 6. Remind me where CCE is.
Yeah, CCE is at 16 Cedar Street. So it's right in Midtown Kingston in like the Energy Square building.
Okay.
It's a really amazing spot over there.
And is that big space kind of by the back door of UPAC, like across the street from that?
Yeah, okay. Exactly where it is. Yeah.
Cool.
You know, and I want to highlight too, as we're talking about supporting artists, you know, none of the vendors have to pay to vent. And we always make sure that the artists are paid, the musicians are paid. Because I know as a musician, I show up to places sometimes and they're like, will you play for 3 hours? Bring your whole speaker system. And here's $20 and a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Well, you can put out a tip jar that no one's going to put anything in.
You know, and so we make sure. And in fact, a couple months ago, I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to do this. And then I was like, you know what? No. Like people kept asking, when's it going to happen? I'm like, all right, we're going to do it. Got some great sponsors so we can pay the musicians.
Great.
And it's only fair because we thrive on music, and I always have music playing, and our society has just gotten used to music being free and always available and musicians not getting paid. And so we make sure that everybody is paid and paid well.
And, you know, the musicians are providing a service. Like, they are part of what people are going to come to this event for and stay at this event for. And therefore, that brings in foot traffic for the vendors who can make some money, who, thank you, have not had to pay vendor fees, because I know that's frequently a concern at vendor markets.
Yes.
Is, you know, making back your fees and hopefully a profit.
Which doesn't always happen.
Yeah. So,
And we have food.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yes. I want to say that. So we have food for the second year in a row. We have Kamini's Love Feast, vegan Indian food.
Delicious.
Amazing. Because that was part of it. It was a couple years ago. Folks were like, there's no food. We got to leave and come back, you know. And so last year, people could just stay all day because there was food. So we will have food, you know, come hungry. It's going to be really great.
Come hungry, leave happy.
Yes. I was going to say that. I was like, is that somebody's?
It's something.
Like a TM.
But I don't remember who's, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Block party is this Saturday, the 13th, from 1 to 6 p.m. That's at CCE in Kingston, which again, if you've kind of seen that back door, the load-in zone for UPAC, right across the street, there's a big, beautiful new building.
Yeah.
Is it on that first floor?
Yes. Yeah, it's on the first floor.
So easy to find. Full,
yes, and accessible. And
plenty of free parking on Cedar Street.
Exactly. And all around. And there's that parking lot, like, not too far on the other side, too. So, yeah, it's beautiful. It's a great location. That's why we shifted this year. We needed a little more space.
Yeah.
We wanted it to be a little more accessible. And, and because we're there, we also get the Energy Dance Company, which I'm always just so impressed by.
Awesome.
Them, the youth and how they dance. It's
does the music kick off right at 1?
Music starts at 1:30.
cool
Yeah, and there is a lineup that we posted on our Instagram, which is BLOK Collective, and it's also an Eventbrite link, and so like the whole lineup is there. But yes, we are starting with some dancing, ending with some dancing, and dancing all in between.
Dancing and shopping and eating and mingling and having a good time.
Yes. So it's just, it's a whole day thing.
Again, this is what the holiday season is all about. And this, you know, I don't love, not to go on like a tangent or a rant here, but I don't love the gift focusedness of the holiday season. It does, you know, I feel the squeeze. I'm not a rich person. Yeah. Like, I know a lot of my friends and family feel the same way. And, you know, kind of the pressure to like give somebody something always feels a little bit like, ugh. But this makes me like it because I like the motivation to go to a vendor market and, you know, get out in my community and see people I maybe wouldn't otherwise see, or people that I haven't seen in a long time, and you know, just do something different and spend some money that supports a human being.
Yeah. And I think that means more because, you know, years and years and years, people are like, here's this random box of chocolates, or here's a coffee mug, or here's a pen, or, you know, something. Yeah. But it's like, wow, here's a thing that I saw that's handmade by someone that you might see on the street.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of you. Like, that means something.
Yeah.
And I would rather get that than just this generic pair of gloves from one of the big shops, you know? Like, it's, it feels special.
Absolutely, absolutely. And to be able to say, like, you know, to hear the story of the item from the artist and then go to the person you're giving it to and be like, yeah, like, they made it out of this tree that fell in their backyard and they carved it into a beautiful staff and it reminded them of Gandalf and that's why I got it for you. Like,
exactly, exactly. Yeah, it's definitely, it's way more personal than like, click. My child, I'll just say this, they always do this like holiday gift thing at the schools, and you know, it's like really cheap little gifts and and I can always tell what parents have kids at that school because they have this like black and gray hat that says New York and the kids can buy it for like $2 to gift, and I was like, Althea, please don't get me another one of those hats. Like, don't no, I'm gonna get you a candle that smells like pine trees. And aww. I was like, okay, like, we could get a, you know, candle someplace else because I bet you they were bulk made.
Yeah.
But again, it's like pushing for this, you know, you must shop.
Yeah.
You know, telling the kids even, you must shop for your parents. So go home and get money from your parents so you can shop.
Give something back to your parents with the money, you know? That they
And I'm like, please don't. Like, you know, so anyway, it's just, it feels really good. And I'm very intentional about, I'm only going to shop from, you know, and I always do it, like, really only try to only shop from local folks, from thrift stores. Put my money where my values are.
Yeah, that's what we are about at KZE as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's an amazing event, Block Party. That's this Saturday, again, 1 to 6 at the CCE in Kingston. Block Collective, BLOK Collective on Instagram if you need more info. And Callie, thank you so much for coming out and doing this in person.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I always love to come out here.
Should we listen to one of your songs?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Do you want to set up Trust Fall for us? Give us a little info about this one.
Oh my gosh. I love Trust Fall, which is funny because I'm supposed to love all my music, but I really, you know, this was something that a mentor said to me once, was, you know, just about trusting the universe and really just like, but can you trust fall? And I'm like, I mean, I guess so, but I also think it should go this way or that way, you know? So this song is really about just learning to trust the universe. And, you know, even though it might be a little scary, just knowing that, like, you know, the world knows, the universe knows, and is leading me on a path of exactly where I'm meant to be.
Beautiful. Callie McKenzie with Trustfall on 98.1 KZE. This Saturday is the Block Party.